When the NBA's regular season ends 1 week from today, the Lakers will pack their bags and head home. It will be only the fourth time in their 45 years in Los Angeles that the Lakers will miss pro basketball's playoffs. Commentator Frank DeFord says it's all about sharing the ball or not.
Basketball is the only major team game where you can have too much of a good thing. Oh, sure, occasionally a football team can have two terrific quarterbacks or a hockey team two fabulous goalies and one must go. But look at the Yankees. They've managed to accommodate themselves very well to having two of the very best shortstops in the game. They just move one of them to third base, and who would say they aren't a better team for it? No, in most sports, it's obvious and elementary. The more good players, the better a team. But basketball is different. It is, in fact, internally something of a zero-sum game. If I take the shot, ipso facto, you don't. Historically, the best teams are constructed in such a way that the players understand pretty much how the scoring opportunities should be allotted and accept that division of power. Too many outstanding players clutter. Unfortunately, our developmental system is such that the best players are catered to as little princes, literally from the time their voices change. They grow up expecting to be the cynosure, and we even have some prominent examples of star players who could not abide success if it meant they had to share top billing. This team isn't big enough for the both of us. Stephon Marbury opted out of Minnesota because he couldn't bear being in Kevin Garnett's shadow. Tracy McGrady couldn't countenance being on the Toronto Raptors as a second banana to Vince Carter. And, of course, most recently and most famously, Kobe Bryant gave the Lakers a choice. Me or Shaquille O'Neal? And for whatever crazy reason, the Lakers chose Kobe, and I will admit that my evil heart skipped a beat the other day when Kobe's Lakers were eliminated from the playoffs, at the same time that Shaquille's new team, Miami, clinched the Eastern Conference Championship. Just desserts. Hey, you can't stand on the sidelines in these sordid breakups. You had to choose between Kobe and Shaq, no less than you've had to side with Ben or J-Lo or back Brad or Jennifer. But the other half of the basketball equation is that ideal teams need to be anchored to a superstar. What happened last year when Detroit won, possibly because Kobe and Shaq were careening towards Splitsville, is an anomaly. The Pistons were only the second NBA champion in the last half century not to have at least one future or obvious Hall of Famer on the team. What is really so sad about Bryant forcing O'Neal out is that the classically best teams are those that showcase an AC-Ducey tandem. One top guy inside, another star outside. That's the ideal. Oscar Robertson couldn't win till he teamed up with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Jerry West couldn't until Wilt Chamberlain joined the team. Maybe that sort of history doesn't matter to Kobe Bryant. Apparently, it matters more to him to be the star on an also-ran. O'Neal, meanwhile, has found a perfect teammate in a player named Dwayne Wade, who may not be as good as Kobe Bryant, but then, given the ironic nature of basketball, that may be better.
The comments of Frank DeFord, whose newest book is The Old Ball Game, about baseball in America at the start of the 20th century.